Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Morning. It's Alice here with Lewis, and today we're taking a deep dive into one of the bigger moves in the auto industry, particularly in the electric vehicle space. Stellantis, the company that owns Peugeot, Fiat, and Opel, has just made a major decision to step away from hydrogen vehicles. Now, I know we've been talking about this for a while, but I'm wondering, Lewis, what does this mean for the company and the market more broadly?
Yeah, that's a big one, Alice. So, just to recap, Stellantis has decided to focus its efforts on electric and hybrid technologies in order to meet the EU's stringent emissions targets. They're stepping away from hydrogen because, as they put it, the market remains a niche segment with no real economic sustainability in the midterm. Now, what I find interesting here is the joint venture they had with Michelin and Forvia, Symbio, which is now facing a bit of a crisis, right?
Exactly, and what I'm picking up from the report is that this decision is going to have some serious and immediate operational and financial consequences for those partner companies. In fact, Michelin has already made that clear. Now I'm wondering, why is hydrogen still being pursued by some companies like Toyota, Hyundai and BMW, even though Stellantis is pulling back?
Well, let's break it down. Hydrogen fuel cell technology has its advocates, and for good reason. It's got a higher energy density than lithium batteries, which makes it particularly attractive for heavy vehicles, think trucks and buses. But the real issue is that it's just not economical to scale up. The cost of producing carbon-free hydrogen is sky-high, and the lack of infrastructure, like filling stations, is a real barrier to adoption. So even though there's technological potential, the economics just don't add up for most players.
Right, and I think one of the key points here is that Stellantis is not alone in this. The EU's emissions regulations have forced a lot of carmakers to refocus their investments on electric vehicles. But then we have BMW's Oliver Zipse, who argues that hydrogen still has a role to play, particularly in terms of energy independence for Europe. That's an interesting angle, don't you think?
Definitely. Zipse's point is that Europe needs to reduce its dependence on China for EV battery supply chains. And that's a real concern. If hydrogen can offer an alternative, even if it's niche, it might be worth pursuing for strategic reasons. But then again, the market reality is that only a few companies are still committed to this. And Stellantis's exit shows that even if you're a pioneer, you might still have to walk away if the business case just isn't there.
And that brings us to the Symbio joint venture. Stellantis was the main customer for Symbio, accounting for 80% of its business. So this decision is not just a strategic move for Stellantis, it's a huge blow for Symbio and its partners. What do you think that means for the future of the company?
Well, the future is uncertain. Forvia and Michelin are now facing a major challenge in trying to find new customers or reorient their business. And let's not forget the impact on the 650 employees. A lot of jobs are on the line here. Michelin has already called the decision surprising and abrupt, given Stellantis' past positioning as a pioneer in the hydrogen market. So it's a bit of a shocker for the partners, and now they have to figure out what to do next.
It certainly is, and I think it also shows how risky joint ventures can be, especially in technological fields where the market is still evolving. So to wrap up, Lewis, what's the takeaway for the auto industry as a whole from this Stellantis decision?
I think the takeaway is that while hydrogen has technological appeal, it's still struggling to find a viable commercial path. Companies are being forced to make hard choices, and right now, electric vehicles are the clear winner in terms of regulatory support and market trajectory. But for Europe, the strategic need for energy independence and technological diversification means that some companies may still hold out hope for hydrogen, even if it's just in specific applications like heavy vehicles.
That's a great point, Lewis, and I think it shows that the auto industry is still in transition. It's not just about what technology works, but also what's economically and politically viable. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Lewis. That's all for today's episode of UK Morning. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights into the business world. Have a great day.
Thanks, Alice. And remember to subscribe for more updates and feel free to reach out with any topics you'd like us to cover. We're always here to help you navigate the business landscape. Take care.